Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we heard in the Gospel, in the Epistle, we heard a beautiful words. The Apostle says, rejoice at all times, rejoice. Well, what can you and me rejoice? Well, of course, today is special holiday. There's the entrance of the Lord into Jerusalem. Just before he was apprehended, he was greeted like a king. The king, like a Messiah, because he resurrected yesterday a four-day-old departed this life. Was it already started to, don't forget the climate is very hot over there, and he started to ready to decompose, and his sister said that he is already stinkers. When the Lord said that he would please open the grave, or the stone, so the, and he called him out and said, Lazarus, come out, and he resurrected him to the great joy and surprise to everybody. Because, and of course, they believed and understood that he is the Messiah, that he has the power over death, and he can resurrect somebody that already was decomposing. My beloved, this is a great miracle that really touched the people. They saw all kinds of resurrections before, and they heard it in the prophets, and he himself had made resurrections and healed all kinds of diseases and walked on top of the water and stopped the storms, and they had shown all kinds of power and fed multitude of people with five breads in one time, and another time with the seven breads he had fed the multitude. But of course, to resurrect somebody that was already decomposing, that was really something for the people, and they were all in awe over this. And they, when the, we heard today's gospel, with the Lord was at the dinner that was attended, including the Lazarus was attending the dinner, and many of the Jews came from Jerusalem. They also were celebrating and attending the dinner. And then the Lord decided to go to Jerusalem. Now, before that, you know that he was about to be stoned, but he left them, and the disciples were afraid to go there so that he won't be stoned but this time he had told the two disciples, go and to a certain place and untie a donkey with the little baby from the donkey and bring him over here to me. And when they were brought over, he sat on the donkey and he went in the procession like towards Jerusalem, and all kinds of crowds were gathering and meeting him, and they were cutting the branches and putting it on the, making like a carpet for him and welcoming, and all were crying Hosanna in the highest, and welcoming the Messiah, the King of the Jews, and they were rejoicing so much, and little children were screaming and saying that to rejoice with the Lord, and that even that the learned people and the Pharisees got offended and said to the Lord, "We stop them from saying that and doing that." But the Lord said, "If I will stop them, the stones will start to cry out." And he went in the great, glorious way to the Jerusalem. And then after that, when he had entered in Jerusalem with a great joy of the people, then after that he had left for seclusion to be with his disciples and to pray, because he knew his time was come. His time was come for the being tortured and being put on the cross for my sins and for your sins. My beloved, we have to realize something, that the Lord says to the apostle, rejoice, rejoice at all times. How can we rejoice? Can you and I rejoice at all times? Yes, we can. Only in one condition, that we believe in the Lord, that He is our Savior, and that He is everywhere present and willeth all things, as He said to the disciples, I'm with you forever. And He also said, whereas two or three of you united in my name, I'm in the midst of you. Now, here today, of course, there's much more than two or three of you united together in the Lord. So, of course, the Lord is with us, and it's a great joy if we love Him. It's a great joy to feel in His presence. And my beloved, this is what we have to cultivate. He is everywhere present and fills all things. He's always with us. It's our fault when we don't rejoice, when we lose track of Him, we don't pay attention to His presence. And that's when the enemy starts to attack our heart and start to take us into all kinds of other things, you know. What kind of a joy, and how can we rejoice in this world? Well, little children, as we can see some of the little children here, they would rejoice if somebody gives them ice cream. But of course, we can't have it during the Great Lent, but other times we could, and that's a little joy. Some other people are rejoicing because they have something to eat that's tasty, or to drink, or they have some pleasure for the body, and all things like that. And this is kind of a joy that they have. But it's always a very fleeting moment, and never lasts. And after it is over, then many times, especially if we do something that goes against the law of the Lord, against the gospel, then we start to suffer from it, from having that so-called joy of this temporary nature over here on this earth. And my beloved, well, that's not the rejoicing that the apostle is telling us about. We should be rejoicing in the presence of the Lord, in the knowing that He loves us so much, that He had done something that He has said. There's no greater love than when somebody gives his life for his neighbor. And that's what He did. He gave His life for me. He gave His life for you. And we are about to enter into the Great Lent is over, and now is the Passion Week coming up. And we are about to relive all the suffering that the Lord had went through, of accepting and taking upon Himself all of my sins, all of your sins, and everybody's sin, and having no sin of His own, to have to take a burden like that, when you and me, many times, even though we have sins, but we can't take the sins of our loved ones. Many times we are overburdened with them, and we can't take it. It's so difficult for us, and we start to judge them, and we start to shun them. And of course, this is not what the Lord done. The Lord, seeing all my sins and everybody's sins, He had said, I will take these sins, and I will pay the debt to my Father for your sins. And so all you have to do is believe in me, and really start to hate those sins, and bring true repentance, so that you will rather die but not do these sins again. That's the true repentance. And He did all that because He wants us to be in the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, we should learn to rejoice in the Lord's love that He has for us. And once we have the joy in our heart that He has brought it in, we'll remember and understand what Saint Seraphim used to say when he would meet anybody. He would meet anybody and say, oh, my joy, radosti moya, my joy, you're my joy, when he would meet anybody. And that meant everybody that would come to see him, because he remembers and knew that all the people, you and me, were all actually creations of our God. And God the Father in heaven is our Father, so we all become brothers and sisters, and we all are loved by our Father. And of course we should rejoice when we meet each other, but too many times a priest looks out when he goes and riding someplace, he sees in the street and he sees people have such a somber look in their faces, and he sees no joy in their hearts, except maybe sometimes some teenager would have some foolish kind of a temporary rejoicing over something. But most of the people walk around today and they have no joy of spiritual type. And sometimes even when they look at the our parishioners, at us, and we look at somebody and they look at me back and so somber, and surely not seeing the joy in seeing me. And well, this is what we have to change. We have to start to look at each other, and looking at each other, knowing immediately that whoever we're looking at, he is a creation of the Lord, and he told us to love each other, and we are brothers and sisters, and we should rejoice by able to have a contact with each other, because we have the same Father who is in heaven, the same Father, the same Jesus Christ who died for us because he loves us so much. And beloved, let's try to get that joy and to be rejoicing, as the Apostle says, at all times in the Lord. Let's rejoice in all the creation that the Lord had made, so that we can have a little foretaste to be able to, and in the kingdom of heaven, to have the full joy that will never be cut out, or will always be only becoming, growing more and more and more, because there is no limit of God's love, and there is no limit of what he had created. Even, you know, today we're all standing in a church because of the holiday of the Lord entering into Jerusalem. And of course the Russian people and the old timers used to call it the Pussy Willow Sunday, or the Palm Sunday, actually, because there was no pussy willows there in Jerusalem. There were palms, that so it was called the Palm Sunday. But in Russia, is the first the things that start to wake up from the winter is the pussy willows, and so we're all holding these beautiful little creations of the Lord, and to remembering that day where the children were holding those things and welcoming the Lord. And that's what we are doing. We're welcoming the Lord and rejoicing, you know, of his coming to Jerusalem to save every one of us, my beloved. And then, of course, you know, the Great Lent has been finished, the 40 days, and now we're coming in, tomorrow we're coming into the Passion Week, where we will be reliving all the things that the Lord had done for us. And I hope that we will intensify our prayers, and that we will read the Gospels as we should read. All the Gospel has to be read next week, and that we will be able to attend as much services as possible, and be able to truly, this time, to co-suffer with the Lord, at least a little bit, and with the Mother of God, with all the apostles, when they witnessed all the things which the Lord had done for us, and have such a gratitude for him, knowing that he had done all that to prove his love to us. And may we learn to love each other, and to be able to be kind, and not to hold grudges against each other, and not to judge each other, even when we start to go against each other's mind or grain or whatever it may be. But we learn to carry the burdens of each other, for the Lord carried all my burdens and all your burdens, and he had crucified himself with our sins on the cross to give us a new life, so that we will be able to make it back into the Garden of Eden, and back into the great place where there is no way to describe it. The great place is the kingdom of heaven, where we will be able to truly be in joy and rejoice, as the apostles say, at all times, forever and ever. Amen.